Father always used to tell me, Anand, I'm starting these projects. I will not be there to finish them, but you will look after. So you see, he knew that Sri Aurobindo's work in Hyderabad and Odisha and other places will continue. So also we all work for the betterment of the society, even though I know I'm going to die. So Sri Aurobindo says, that is one of the very important roles of death, that really we work for the upliftment of death itself, of human society. Now I'll come down to the next section, which is much more practical, that what exactly brings in death. Now once I've told you what are the metaphysical reasons, now psychological reasons. Metaphysically we can't do anything, it's a philosophy. But psychologically we can do something about death. That is, one of the first things he says why we die psychologically is our attachment to the body, or for that matter to anything perishable. Attachment may be with physical things or with people or with time past, present or future. And I think, friends, you recollect what Sri Krishna told Arjuna, that if you want to gain immortality, he says very clearly that you have to bring in detachment, you have to bring in the sense of equanimity. So she is so beautiful. Sri Aurobindo says attachment is the cause of death. It may be to anything, your daughter, your wife, your child, your parents, your radio, your TV, your property, your house. But the moment there is attachment, we are moving towards death. And now we understand why Sri Krishna told time and again to Arjuna that have detachment. So detachment is not just a moral thing. It is going to help us even to become immortal. And the second reason is that the ego is the bar to immortality. Well, this I'm sure all of us would agree, that the more selfish we become, the more egoistic we become, the more limited we become, and any limitation we have seen is a kind of death. Then there is a hunger or desire. Then we have, mother would say, there are two things which bring in death, wear and tear, that is the medical, we'll understand that, wear and tear of the body, and ignorance. That means we do not know how to progress in our body and really make it capable of keeping pace with the evolution of the soul. But the most interesting thing which I discovered recently, she says, that what exactly is death? How does it come about? These are some of the reasons I have given you. In fact, I skipped one of them, where she says, sex itself is cause of death. In fact, in one of her explanations, she would say, every act of death brings you one day closer to your death. Every act of sex brings us one day closer to death. I thought it was more a psychological, spiritual thing. But today when I asked Dr. Swain here, I had a great revelation. In the morning when we were discussing about unicellular things and the multicellular, Dr. Swain said that death came in when sex came in. I mean, it was a wonderful revelation for me. It is not just a spiritual, occult and psychological thing. But he says, death came in evolution itself when sex came in. That means when there was a need to propagate through the act of sex, then came in death. And mother too explains, on the occult level, this is what is one of the causes. Don't say that the cause, one of the causes. But the last one, the most interesting one, what I would call the spiritual reason, is, she says, death is a phenomenon of decentralization and dispersion of the cells constituting the physical body. I mean, if we can understand this single sentence, we will have understood death itself. He says, what is life? It is a centralization of the consciousness. And really, I gave it a thought this afternoon, that what is it that is holding my body? You see, if I say there are cells in my body, why aren't they flying off? Why isn't my hair flying away? Well, the doctors would say, simple, hairs are a root, they're stuck in the body, there's a skin there. But imagine what happens after death. Suddenly the whole thing starts dispersing, decentralizing, decomposing. What has gone? Well, this morning in the panel discussion, the doctors said, it happens, there is a life in tissue, life in the organs, all this goes, there's a double level of death. But there is a real level of death is when the consciousness decentralizes. That means in my body, there may be trillions and trillions of cells. But what is that cementing factor? What is it that is holding together my body? Not the skin. I may take out this much of skin from my body, but it doesn't mean all the things, maybe there will be some blood. And yet my body is one. So what is it that is holding my entire physical body, my bones, my blood, my nerves, my veins? It is the consciousness. It is the soul consciousness that is the cementing factor. And medical doctors must see into this. This is the reason why death occurs. This morning Dr. Swain told us that the double level of death, it was a beautiful analysis. But deeper down there is the reason. And in fact mother would say, very strong sentence, she says, otherwise, that means if there is no decentralization, otherwise nothing, not even the stopping of the heart can cause death. You see the word? Not even the stopping of the heart. What medical students would say, once the heart is stopped, cardiac arrest. He says, even if the heart stops, even if the brain stops functioning, even if the blood stops flowing, still the body will not decompose, will not die, until the soul decides to leave it. I mean, imagine the whole thing is held by somebody inside. That somebody inside, the moment he goes away, then the whole thing falls apart. So that is why we call the soul is the hub of the body. Like a wheel, you have the hub, the spokes attached to that. Take out the hub, the wheel collapses. Exactly, the body is held by the soul. And once the soul leaves, the rest of things collapse. And that collapse, the doctors would say, is cardiac collapse, tissue collapse, mind collapse, etc., etc., etc. So what the medical students see is only a description of the collapse, not the reason why the body has collapsed. I mean, this was a sentence that knocked me out. She says, even if there is heart stopping, body will not die, if the soul doesn't want to. So this is the last reason. And connected with that, she says, the very first step towards immortality is to replace the mechanical centralization by a willed centralization. This is the secret of immortality. That now there is a mechanical centralization, but by yoga we have to have a willed centralization. Now what is that willed centralization? There comes in the question of yoga, of really achieving something inwardly. And well, I don't have much time. I will cut short my point. There are plenty of points. But the last thing I would tell you is how to go about the conquest of death. We have seen how it has been a metaphysical factor. We have seen what is the necessity of death. We have seen what are the psychological factors. But there's one thing that I'll just mention in passing, that if we say the body has a soul which is immortal, this morning Dr. Swain himself was telling us that the body itself has got something immortal, that is the germ cells. The germ cells are supposed to be immortal. It is only the other cells which are not immortal, that means the body cells. So if in this very physical body there is an element of immortality, that means there are some chances. You see, body has an element of immortality, body has something immortal, that is the consciousness. So now you can see the formula. It's very simple. Join the immortality that is within the body in the germ cells to the immortal within us, that is the soul. So immortal joining the immortal will definitely make the body immortal. It is a simple secret. And therefore, it is not a thing that we can say is impossible. We have to see why do we say impossible? It's more a prejudice. In fact, one of the things that mother says, the very first thing that we have to fight against death is this perennial prejudice. Because nobody has ever become immortal, we say, how can we become immortal? I mean, is that a logic? If people said there has never been an aeroplane, there can never be a TV 500 years back, does it mean there is never a TV? No. We should not be close to ideas. Maybe some things have not been done today. But friends, remember that man always dreams of such things which are always possible. Because within him there is something that tells him. It is the psychic being which gives him that prompting. So this perennial quest he will achieve. So this question, mother says, first of all, let us all mentally believe, accept. You may say, sir, you are speaking nonsense, is madness. And mother would say, if it is madness, all new things have been madnesses until they were achieved. So also, maybe 500 years away, when we are not going to be here, none of the people in the hall, if we take a rebirth, we will see that what we have spoken today has become a reality. Because this is a thing that we must mentally believe. So let at least our minds be open. Just because we are medical doctors, let us not say all that you are talking is nonsense. No. History has shown us enough proof that what we dream, we can achieve. So first thing, she would say, even the religions tell us, man is mortal, he is going to die, he has got to die. But I would say, even religions have to be surpassed in Sri Aurobindonian age. Religions have given us a knowledge of the past, but Sri Aurobindo gives us a knowledge of the future. So this is a new knowledge that we have to accept willy-nilly. If we do not accept, nothing happens to Sri Aurobindo. We are the losers. So, coming back, a very simple formula that we can conquer death, firstly, if we do not fear it, if we are not afraid of it. The first thing we have to take away is the collective suggestion, because all my medical professors have said man must die, all my religious priests say man must die, and all my university professors say man must die. This is a collective suggestion which we must stop. Number one. Number two, in myself, I must get away from the fear of death. How to go about the fear of death? Well, there are again means and means. I do not have time to explain. But the one thing, the most important thing, because what is fearlessness? It is abhayam. What is abhayam? is immortality. What is immortal within us is our soul. So if we want to get away from the fear of death, the only thing is we have to contact that soul within us, which alone can take us away from the fear of death itself. And then once we have the psychic realization, then we see death itself loses its importance and we can really start on the journey of immortalizing our body itself. Well, friends, perhaps you have a lot of questions. Maybe most of them have been answered in the afternoon by our professors. I wish that I had some time to answer your questions, but maybe we have to wait for a different occasion perhaps. But just one last word, that when Sri Aurobindo speaks of this question of the immortality of the body, one thing is extremely important, that you may realize the psychic being, we may realize our Atman, but our body will not become immortal by that. Because otherwise many rishis, many saints, many people in the past have realized the psychic being, they have realized God, but their bodies have died. Why did they die? Because the only way to really make the body immortal is to bring in a new higher power. Because one thing we have to see, death is not the death of the body. Death is, the death of the body is the last symptom. Because by death, Sri Aurobindo would say, not the body, of death of the body. Death is a big negation. It is a big refusal. It is a big darkness. Savitri is one long epic of the conquest over death. And there Sri Aurobindo has given many reasons. And there he shows that if we want to have the immortality of the body, we must have the total immortality. You can never have the body alone being immortal, because we have to attempt a totality of immortality. Because death means ignorance, tamas, inertia, andhakar, refusal. Because at every moment, all that is bad, all that is wrong, all that is negation, all that is stopping us from going to divine is called death. So don't think death is Yamadharma Raja who comes at the point of our death and takes our souls away. That is mythology. But the truth is, death is as much spread around us as the air we breathe in. You know, when we breathe in air, we breathe in microbes, we breathe in pollution, it is killing our lungs. When we hear wrong ideas, when we criticize people, when we yell at people, when we use bad words, we are killing our own emotions. When we are thinking about jealously about people, when we have wrong ambitions, when we want to be competitive, when we want to kill people, when we want to harm people, we are killing our minds. So constantly we are dying. So wherever there is this negation of life, that is called death. So this is the whole concept of death. Now you will have to change our very idea of what death is. The last thing is, one thing is the death of the body. So Sri Aurobindo would say, we have to change the whole being. And for this integral change, there is a new power that needs to be attained. Until now, as I told you, rishis, munis, saints, sadhaks have attained psychic being. Many have attained Brahman consciousness. But it is only with Sri Aurobindo that this new force of the truth consciousness, or as he calls it, the supermind, can alone bring immortality to body, to the whole being. And this is the work that Sri Aurobindo has done, and for that we have to be extremely grateful to this Lord, who for the whole, for the sake of humanity, has not only thought about the conquest of death, because I started saying it is a concept, but now it is a reality. It is a reality because the Supermind is there upon earth. If the Supermind had not come, if Sri Aurobindo had not brought in this new power, then maybe the concept would have remained only an ideal. But thanks to Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, we have become somewhere and achieved this kind of immortality. You would say, how do you say that? We are going to die. And I know many people even question me bluntly, that when Sri Aurobindo and the Mother speak of all this, did they also not leave their own body? I'm sure I'm answering some people's questions in their minds. Somebody who brought the Supermind into his own body, why did Sri Aurobindo leave his body? And the Mother seems to have worked 23 years after Sri Aurobindo left on her body, transformed it, changed it, but ultimately she too left. Why? Well, is this philosophy all just talk? When the avatars themselves who brought in the Supermind, they left the body? Well, that is a greater mystery than death itself. They have solved, cleared the mystery of death, but why did they leave? Well, that's another mystery that may take another 1 hour to explain. But I'm sure the chairperson will not give me more than 2 minutes. So maybe I've even bored you, but this is the concept and the reality, and the process itself is so extremely interesting. So extremely interesting that if you see the agenda of the Mother, she has described. And a single last example I will give you. In the morning I was emphasizing a lot on cloning, the method of cloning. But today, recently, you have heard the cloning of the doctors, replicating Dolly, the sheep. But Mother did that long back in 70s. She also did a kind of a cloning. What is a cloning? People did not call it cloning. But she did the same process. How? The nucleus of the cell, which today doctors have changed it with another nucleus, the Mother did the same thing. Into the cell, into the nucleus of a cell, Mother brought in the supramental consciousness. It is a kind of bringing in another nucleus into the cell's nucleus. And then you know, once the nucleus is changed into supramental thing, each cell starts replicating itself, exactly the way it happened with Dolly the sheep. Maybe the sheep was born in 6 months, I don't know what's the period that you know, I don't know. But similarly, Mother did the same thing. In each of our cells, she took away this nucleus. Don't imagine the physical taking away, it is an occult taking away. But put in the nucleus a new supramental light, and then left it there. Just as they did with the medical science, left it in the womb of another sheep, and then in the womb the sheep developed into a replica. Similarly, Mother's cells have got that new supramental power, which are replicating themselves. And very soon means not 10 years or 15 years, it gets into hundreds of years. 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, we don't know. But within 200 to 300 years, this body that Mother has made, it will be replicated. Do not think of the same body that will come back. Replication here is in a different context. But replication, I mean, the cells will duplicate themselves and slowly the material transformation will begin. The process has begun, the things are replicating, and consciousness and matter is becoming immortal, and it's a question of time. Because if we could wait it only 6 months, but with this tremendous supramental cloning, we may have to wait a little longer. But the result is sure. And Sri Aurobindo has promised that this work of the transformation of the body will be done this time. Their bodies have been only the footsteps, the beginning, where there has been the laboratory. Mother's body and Sri Aurobindo's body has been that first dolly from where the nucleus have been taken out. So they have served that purpose. But they have given the new supramental cells to humanity. How? Well, that's the process on which I've done my thesis. So if you ask me to do that, explain to you, it'll be very long. But that has been precisely my thesis, this concept of physical transformation in Sri Aurobindo. That's why I tell you, it's an extremely fascinating subject. Maybe we should have another seminar, maybe achieve our seminar question answers. However, I thank you very much, sir, for having given me this long time. I'm sorry if I've taken too much time. Thank you so much.